Time now for your letters. Several of you left comments on our website about my colleague Robert Siegel's interview with violist Kim Kashkashian. The title track on her new CD is Naharot Naharot. That is Hebrew for rivers, rivers. It's a composition about war and grief.
These are the recorded voices of women mourning, and your viola among them.
Yes. Me trying to match them.
Peter Winkler of East Setauket, New York, writes, "As a composer and music professor, I applaud your sensitive and compelling presentation of the music." He called our piece a real music appreciation without cramming it down the listener's throat. More of the same, please. Jack Charity of Shreveport, Louisiana, agrees. He writes, "It stimulated me, and others, I am sure, to investigate this brilliant composition further." And Mr. Charity adds, "Perhaps Siegel could have a regular program where he gives us the benefit of his insight." I'll be sure to pass that along. A number of you wanted to correct us on something you heard in our story about the 400th anniversary of the arrival of the Dutch in New York City. Michael Palmer of Salem, Oregon, writes, "Even after almost 40 years, I still remember the Dutchman correcting us young Americans visiting that wonderful country as to the proper way to pronounce Gouda. It is not Gouda. It is Gouda. Add as much guttural as you like to the front." Well, we checked this out with Winchester Cheese Company in Winchester, California. They specialize in this kind of cheese. And we're told that in Holland, indeed, it is Gouda, but in the U.S. of A., Gouda is just fine. If something else in our program sounds a bit off to you, please let us know. Go to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.